Hey, what's going on? Welcome to Captivate Inside and Behind the Scenes of Captivate.fm, the world's only growth-oriented podcast host. I'm your host, Mark Asper, CEO and co-founder of Rebel Base Media, where we make Captivate.fm, amongst other things like productivity, podcast success academy, and podcast websites. Now, I'm going to talk to you today about two releases that we're bringing out today for Captivate.fm, where I think are the only podcast hosting platform that actually updates every single week. So I'm looking forward to talking to you about those two things right here in just one second. But look, if you're not using Captivate, maybe you tune into Captivate Insider to get the skinny on what's going on, but you don't use Captivate yet. Well, I urge you, if you're looking to launch your podcast, go and get started with Captivate. It will save you time. It will save you a lot of technical trouble because it's very, very easy to use. And look, if you've already got a podcast, maybe you are in a position where you've plateaued a little bit with your audience. We exist to help with that. So maybe start to work with a podcast host that proactively tries to help you with your audience growth. And you can actually move your podcast into Captivate for free in just a couple of minutes at captivate.fm. So today we are releasing two things, one that's a little bit behind the scenes and one that is a massive overhaul of a very core component piece of Captivate's management structure. So let's dig into the behind the scenes piece first of all, then I'll dig into the big one. So we've released actually some behind the scenes analytics upgrades. Now, you won't see anything any different today. This is in preparation for something that we're launching in about a month's time. We wanted to let you collect this data before we release the upgrade in about a month. So we're actually collecting different type of data, more data on your podcast downloads, your podcast consumption, ready so that when we actually release the new feature in a month's time, that feature is populated with data. We didn't want to release it and then just, you know, you not have any data. That would be silly. So we released something behind the scenes. I'm not going to tell you too much more about that, but we did release that. That is tracking some data about your podcast. In about a month's time, you will see what that is, all right? So I'm excited for that. It's a big one, something that I know the team are really excited about as well and working very, very hard on. So look out for that in about a month's time. But remember, we released today a little bit more tracking behind the scenes to populate that new feature in the future. But the big thing we released today is we did a massive overhaul, a huge refactoring and redesign of how the team section works inside Captivate. So previously you remember that you could add a team member, and for each show that that person was on, you'd choose from a drop down and choose a specific preset role that we had defined. We didn't like that. All right. Honestly, that was a great way to introduce team members, but we didn't like it. So we've replaced that with version 2 of Teams. Now, the way that this works is very simple. You go to the same place, you go to the team section, you can add a new team member or you can edit a new team member, edit an existing team member. And basically, you can now choose from a series of granular checkboxes. So you can get people to manage show settings, manage episodes, manage collections, delete collections. You've got full granular control over what someone can do on a show-by-show basis. Now, this is really, really cool. It's really, really good. It makes life so much clearer, makes life easier, and it means that people can have very specific, granular roles depending on their specific input to a show, okay? Now, you might be thinking, well, Marco, do I still have the screen where I can click to add everyone to a podcast all at once? You don't have that anymore, but I think we've made it even easier. So now, when you go to add a team member to a show, you get the opportunity to either invite someone new or choose from a drop-down of existing people that are in your other podcast shows. So it's a much clearer way of doing it. It's a much easier way of doing it. And we just really like the fact that, like, you're not guessing. It's not like, what does this role do? What does that role do? What does the other role do? No, none of that. It's just, right, I want to give Kieran access to the podcast accelerator. He can look at analytics. He can manage episodes. He can create collections, and that is it. Or I want to give Sam access to Spark of Rebellion. She can manage show settings. She can manage, create, and delete collections. She can manage and create and delete episodes, view analytics, and add team members. So you've got this real depth of control with this, all right? So it's a real big feature overhaul, and it's kind of a precursor to another feature that we are massively upgrading over the next couple of weeks, all right? And I mean, massively upgrading. So we've got some serious features coming out over the next month or so. And one of them we are already collecting data for on the analytics side. And the other one is something that I'm very, very excited about. A huge, huge overhaul to a very big piece of your podcast. All right. It's going to be very, very exciting. And it's going to help you to do even better marketing. All right. I'm really, really excited about this. So a big few weeks coming up, a lot of interesting and exciting stuff. But for now, we've released the tracking behind the scenes for some more analytics stuff. And we've just completely overhauled the way that Teams and roles work. So welcome to Teams version 2. It's live in your Captivate dashboard. Now give it a refresh and you'll see the brand new version. So thank you for joining me. It's always a pleasure. I'll see you next week for next week's release. Until then, enjoy yourself, stay safe, and just keep on talking, all right? See you soon. Bye-bye.